6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, water-coulders, and never worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. You want to call in and throw me off my rhythm? Anyway, yeah, I got a mix mash of stuff. It's not going to make a whole lot of sense. But I don't know, neither does my life, my personality, or anything that has to do with me. But enjoy it anyway. Throw me a bone. Let's get right into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Thank you.
8, 6, 17 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I'm explaining with this first set of the evening. I did run into a few technical difficulties here and there. But, you know, wouldn't be a Desperate Hours show. I'm also sweating somehow. Anyway, you just heard Patty and the Emblems with the B-side to Mixed Up, Shook Up Girl, and Ordinary Guy came out on the Herald label in 1964. Before that, the Osmonds from 1970 and One Bad Apple. Yeah. Anyway, and then before that, Etta James from 1967 on the Cadet label. And Tell Mama. Before that, Buddy Miles, a little bit of, sort of like arena rock, early arena rock with a dose of funk. Buddy Miles in the title track to the Them Changes album, came out in 1970 on Mercury, and we kicked it off with a band called The Classmates, a track called Payday, which was originally released in Decca in the UK in 1964, but I got it off of the compilation That Driving Beat, Volume 2. All right, I got people watching the live broadcast. For a long time, when I was running around here trying to straighten stuff out, you know, you didn't even see me. maybe you could hear some things, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, going to be here till 8 o'clock, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you have in your head, I can do you some good. Or you're really, really going to throw me a bone and make me that bumper. All you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO and all their possible combinations. Then mention your name, your claim to fame, general geographic area, and that claim to fame, or lack thereof. You make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and you can do this on your phone. I want you to email it, because that way, sometimes email files, WAVs, and MP3s, they have some control over the volume. And you do have to keep it FCC clean. You know, I mean, if you don't, it doesn't get on. It's simple as that. Unless I get a senior moment and say, oh, this sounds wonderful. A whole bunch of F-bombs. Anyway, I don't even have something queued up. So you're going to have to kind of stare at a blank screen for a minute. Hang on. Them queued up. Took the college way out and just threw in a CD. These are the Desperate Hours.
there's nothing left for me.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Are you boys from the coupons.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer. No. And seal it with a kiss. Kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I'm gonna cry my eyes out of you. I miss you with a passion so bad. I'm gonna walk a long, lonely mile. Each step I take, I'll be sad. Oh.
9:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. For those of you who are fellow WMFO jocks, I found out the secret to CD3. You got to shut it off and let it cool down a little bit. But you got to make sure that the thing comes up like no disc. You know, if it doesn't come up no disc, it ain't going to program. So that's the secret. You know, I can avoid myself a lot of heartache in the future. Anyway, just heard Jason Eddie and the Centermen. They did a wild version of the Guy Mitchell tune, singing the blues. Jason Eddie and the Centermen did What You Gonna Do, Baby, a track released originally on the Parlophone label in 1965. I got off the compilation. Joe Meek, the Alchemist of Pop, came out in 2002 on the Castle label in the UK. For that, you heard Brian Hyland by request for Dick Cannon. He's his sensitive side. Brian Hyland, Seal with a Kiss, released on the ABC Paramount label in 1962. For that, the Wildebeest from 1996 off a EP called Four Instrumental Hits, came out in Sympathy for the Record Industry, and Theme from Iron Lung. For that, the Vikings did Nicotine, originally released on the Athens label in 1964. I got off the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 1. And then we kicked it off with the Malibus with the B-side to the garage punk classic Cry and Leave Me Alone. I got off the compilation New England Teen Scene. Came out in Arf Arf in 1994. Not sure if there's a show following me, but anyway, I need my beauty sleep. So it won't be a two-hour show tonight. We'll be signing up for shows in 2 weeks. Coming up on the set, a week and a half really, the 17th of this month. And I do believe there will be a general interest meeting for those of you those within and without the Tufts undergraduate community. In other words, without community members. But I do not know that, what's happening on that one. Anyway, once again, I have nothing queued up. So you're going to have to hang in there and listen to Jerry Warren's Tremble for another few seconds. He's out of the Desperate Hours. That was quick. Anyway, I got something queued up. He's out of Desperate Hours.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Oh,
6:48 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just heard Hank Marr in a single released in 1964 on the Federal label, The Greasy Spoon. For that, Shirley Ellis of the Name Game, Shirley Ellis's, did the Real Nitty Gritty, a track that was originally released on the Congress label, 1963. I got off the Big Scream and Shout box set. Came out in 97 on Rhino. Hats off to frequent listeners, Thomas Torment and Tanya, who host a webcast on the WFMU Rock and Soul Ishiban. Get that through the WFMU site. Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. It's called The Real Nitty Gritty, so check it out. Before that, Duane Eddy kicked off the set with Cannonball, 1958 on the Jamie label. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I think I got this thing under control now. That's when everything will start to go south. Damn it. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours.
The ghost of Billy Ballou. He loved a girl that I loved too. One stormy night he drowned at sea, and my girl was left with Billy's memory. Watch the harbor where his boat used to dock. I'd stay with her for hours by the old sea clock. As time passed by, I thought that she could learn to fall in love with me.
she's in my arms and she's kissing me. She's kissing a man that I can't see. There's nothing can't fight the ghost of Billy Balloon.
Are my methods unsound?
Come to see my little league team play. Cause Mama was a dancer at the Claremont Lounge. Those men would give her money just to shake her butt around. The other kids in school didn't treat me worth a damn. Cause Mama was a dancer at the Claremont Lounge. I know my mama loved me as much as any mother.
Yeah. I've been dreaming.